Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Have y'all seen that show? And I should probably be asking Audrey because the likelihood of you saying yes is zero.
Oh, man.
But Audrey watches every reality show. Have you seen I Am Shauna Ray?
No, but I've heard of it, and I've seen the little TikToks of the girl.
Well, she's not a girl. She's 23 years old, but
you know
she
what I mean.
Had brain cancer as a child, and the treatment stunted her growth, so she looks like a girl. She's 3'10". She's 50 pounds. She looks like she's like 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she started seeing mm-hmm. a travel blogger by the name of Dan Swigard, who's 26, and there are people that think he's a creep. I mean,
dude.
Shauna looks like a kid, but she is a grown woman. It probably comes down to what attracted him to her in the first place. And a few weeks ago, he posted a video explaining the relationship.
The way me and Shauna met was I saw the first season of the show. I was really inspired by her emotional strength. So I sent her some flowers and a card saying, go live your best life, wishing you all the happiness you deserve. Of course, I did the show knowing I was going to get some hate, but it's very important to remember that Shauna is an incredible 23-year-old woman who has a disability. So as you're building a connection with her, it's important to acknowledge her disability and look past that and build it with who she is as an individual. You know, she's this incredible, inspiring 23-year-old woman who just happens to be a little bit short. And as soon as you say that she can't have a real-world connection with someone else, you dehumanize her, which is absolutely disgusting. You know, she is a human being. She deserves to have relationships and connections with whoever she wants. And I think some people aren't emotionally mature enough to understand that you can have a deep connection based on personality rather than just on looks.
I think what made it inspirational was the high-powered instrumental music in the back.
It was the music, for sure.
I'm all danned out now.
If you watch the show, you saw he was on the second season of I Am Shauna Ray, but he's back home in the UK now, so the romance is up in the air. Shauna said, I haven't actually really thought about if Dan and I were in a relationship and how that would work. I assume that we would probably try long distance, but I've been in a long-distance relationship. It's not my cup of tea. He's been getting blasted because people think he's a creep.
But she's 23.
But she's 23, exactly.
Alex, she literally looks like your daughter's age.
Oh, no, I know. I saw a still from TLC of him driving and her riding shotgun.
Yeah.
And it just looks like his daughter. I'm like,
The other thing is her voice, too. Her voice is like an 8-year-old.
She's not.
No,
she's not. I'm not saying that.
A grown woman that just hasn't reached her physical potential.
I mean, it's the same thing as Big People, Little World, like, or is it Little World, Big People?
Well, whatever.
It's one of them.
Big
my wife watches it. Yeah. My wife watches it.
Wait,
and it's
Little
like,
People, Big World?
No, Big People. Big.
Wait, no, it's not Big People.
It's Little People, Big World.
People,
yeah,
big
yeah,
world.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same thing. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? They're dating, you know, full grown or whatever. I don't want to use the word normal because what is normal, but taller people.
Well, here he is clapping back.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to say thank you so much for all the support and kind messages. I really appreciate it. Me and Shauna are still just good friends getting to know each other. But I think it's absolutely disgusting, the attitude of some people. You know, she's been through so much in life. You know, she survived cancer as a child. She's always been felt different and treated different by society. But how dare you take away her right, her human right, to have a connection, a friendship, a relationship with someone else? Who are you to say that she can't have that? You know, she is a human being. She's a cancer survivor. She's got disability. She has dwarfism. Who are you to take away her right to have a friendship and connection with someone? How dare you? How dare you?
Given the opportunity.
No.
I mean, that she liked you and she wanted to go on a date with you. And
well, I don't know anything about her, so I don't know if there is a connection there. But I certainly wouldn't be opposed to it based upon the fact that she has dwarfism. No, not at all.
That wouldn't scare you, though, like hearing the backlash like that you may get from going on a date with her?
No, not at all. I don't care what people
think.
Look, I was in Vegas one time and I was sitting at a table with my best friend's daughter, who's 21, and her friend, and of course they were all dressed up. You know the girls in Vegas.
Yeah.
They all hoochie it up, right? So we're sitting at this table, and I, you know, obviously am quite a bit older than them, and everybody was giggling. I thought everybody was just having a good time until I finally left, and they later told me that they thought I was paying them.
Dude. Oh my God.
They were escorts.
Oh my God.
They're like, no, that's my dad's best friend. They're like, yeah, right.
Oh, dude, people, man.
She has every right to date whoever she wants, obviously, because she can't control the situation she's in. And she's a 23-year-old woman at the end of the day. But that guy, man, he's Team Shauna. He's like the Shauna team mascot.
Seriously. And he's super good looking. But of course, the haters are going to say that this guy just wants to be on a reality show. And this was his in.
Well, maybe she just wants him for the accent. Like, come on.
Maybe she does.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.